Good morning. At least one person has died after Tropical Storm Hermine battered the Canary Islands and the mainland. A 62-year-old man was found dead in the Murcia region after a sudden downpour flooded his home late on Sunday. The Canary Islands have endured 3 days of heavy rain in the wettest September on record, according to the weather agency AMET. Schools were closed as a precaution yesterday, whilst airports cancelled over 600 flights over the weekend. Spain started to roll out the fourth COVID-19 vaccine or second booster dose yesterday. The elderly in residences will receive the first doses, as well as people over 79 years of age. Several of the 17 autonomous regions will coincide this campaign with the annual flu vaccine. The new vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna protect against Omicron, but also against the initial forms of the coronavirus. According to the Ministry of Health, these vaccines are more precise and offer broader protection. The side effects are similar to the previous ones. The government here is the latest in the EU planning to roll out a digital nomad visa scheme, giving non-EU citizens the opportunity to work remotely and benefit from lower taxes. The new visas will be available to people working remotely for companies outside of Spain and who earn a maximum of 20% of their income from Spanish firms. The scheme is only open to applicants from outside the European Economic Area who can demonstrate that they have been working remotely for at least a year. Applicants must have a contract of employment or, if freelance, be able to prove that they have been regularly employed by a non-Spanish firm. As the law is still being drafted, some specifics are yet to be confirmed. However, it is thought that the visa will initially be valid for a year and subsequently renewable for up to 5 years. And as Europe deals with its looming energy crisis, residents in Spain are turning towards sunshine to meet their electricity needs. In the past year, a cooperative in Madrid said the requests to install solar panels have increased by 213%. The change comes 4 years after the country dropped its so-called sun tax on domestically produced solar energy. A new legislation allows people to create so-called energy communities to generate enough through their collective installations. Spain is now ranked behind the Netherlands and Germany as the country with the third highest rate of electricity coming from solar energy. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.